Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Jy kan dit voel, dis 'n warm begin van die naweek. Johannesburg op na 30 grade, Pretoria 32, Mbombela 29.
On the road, City West, Main Reef Road, very heavy traffic in the City West area. Also Bedford View, Olivet, Oudtshoorn, entry north, slow moving traffic towards the N12 East at Galulies.
Ons begin in Soweto, waar 'n Mosambiekse man sy verskyning gemaak het in verband met die griefverkrachting van en moord op 'n jong Soweto meisie. Patty Smal se saak is in die Protea Landdroshof tot volgende donderdag uitgestel en hy bly agter tralies tot dan, wanneer hy na bewering dan verborg sal aansoek doen.
There must be no room here for any bail and for this case to derail in whatever way. We want South Africans to take it from us. We are very confident that we are going to see the case through until he is taken to judgment.
Dit was polisieminister Senzo Mkhwanazi wat by die hof was waar Smal aangekla is vir die gewelddadige moord op die 6-jarige Amantla Simani. Meer op Twitter of X, volg ons @JackaNews. Nou nog 'n storie wat die aandag trek. Die Valke het bevestig dat 'n ondersoek onderweg is na 'n Suid-Afrikaner wat na bewering 'n lid is van die elite skerpskuttereenheid van die Israelse weermag. Israel is nou in die tweede jaar van sy oorlog in Gaza. Klagtes teen die 22-jarige man sluit in misdade teen die staat.
The investigation is ongoing and conducted in terms of the Rome Statute of the International Crimes Court and possibly on contravention of the Regulation of Foreign Military Assistance Act. Investigators are still busy trying to collect more information on this matter as this investigation is still on its infancy stage.
Die Valke se woordvoerder Thandi Mbambo sê die identiteit van die 22-jarige man kan nie op die stadium bekend gemaak word nie. Meer hieroor by jackrander.fm.com, klik op news. As dit by die politiek kom, trek die ANC se nasionale uitvoerende komitee van vandag af laer vir 4 dae. Soos Anastasie Mogobo berig, sluit kwessies op die agenda in die finalisering van alle uitstaande verslae, insluitende die van Justisieminister Thembi Simelane wat betrek word by die nou bankrot VBS Mutual Bank.
Simelane has come under fire for a $500,000 loan she received from Gundo Wealth Solutions during her tenure as mayor of Polokwane. She has already appeared before the Integrity Commission, which will determine whether she can continue in her role as minister and NEC member in line with the party's step-aside rule. The rule compels ANC members facing allegations of wrongdoing to step down from party structures. Anastasie Mogobo for Jacaranda FM News.
In Pakistan is skoolkinders in die land se tweede grootste stad Lahore verbied om buite te speel omdat die vlakke van lugbesoedeling gevaarlik hoog gestyg het. Die verbod sal geldig wees tot in Januarie. En dis die tyd van die jaar wanneer die planne gemaak word. As jy die reiskalender oopmaak vir 2025, het die tydskrif National Geographic die 25 beste plekke ter wêreld onthul vir volgende jaar. Dit sluit in Guadalajara in Mexico, wat gewild is vir die mariachi-fees, en die Ierse stad Cork, wat die tuiste is van die ster van Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy, en is ook op die lys vir die lewendige kultuur. Die tydskrif meen volgende jaar is die jaar om die vreugde van nuwe avonture te herontdek. Ek skryf dit soos op die top story at this hour, the case against the Mozambican suspect for the murder of a Soweto girl has been postponed until the 1st of November.
Yeah, no bail, otherwise, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Khadra D'Souza, you fabulous woman, you. Happy Friday.
Yay, payday Friday.
Yeah, double whammy Friday, woo. 25th of October. Hello.
Can't believe that. In 2 months' time today, Alex.
No, I've got a bigger skook. In the old days, before online shopping, where everything was available within like 24-hour delivery.
Yes.
There used to be a thing where they used to do the countdown every year in terms of the number of shopping days to Christmas. And I am here to tell you that today is 60 shopping days to Christmas. Now that we've got that.